Tonight, we're speaking about Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. He appeared in this world in Navadvip, Mayapur, Bengal, just over 500 years ago. He is Krishna in the form of his own devotee. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna taught us to surrender at his lotus feet, that by taking shelter of him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our highest and best benefit will be attained. Sarvadhaman paritaja mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishami mashucha. Please get the translation. But Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna at the end of Dwarapa Yuga. And after Dwarapa Yuga comes Kali Yuga, in which we are now present. And the symptoms of Kali Yuga are Prayanal Payasa Sabyo Kalavasmin Yuge Janaha Mandasu Manda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hyupadrutaha. The symptoms of Kali Yuga are that people have short lives. They are of generally wicked and foolish disposition. They're unlucky, and the mind is always disturbed. So people in Kali Yuga are not very good candidates for spiritual advancement. We see that if we examine neutrally, we'll see that almost everything that goes on in the name of religion in the world is simply cheating and misleading and misguided. And what to speak of understanding the highest religion, even basic religious principles such as no eating of meat, no taking intoxication, people, they don't even understand these basic religious principles. In Kali Yuga, people are so foolish and so ignorant that they very enthusiastically engage in all the activities which are the worst possible thing for them. People are very enthusiastic to eat meat. They think this will be very good for my health, but they don't know. They have to take a very severe karmic reaction for this. People are very eager to take intoxication. Tea, coffee, tobacco, these are part of ordinary life. So people in the modern age, they are not very good candidates for understanding these sukshamana, very subtle religious principles. So Krishna, Bhagavan, out of compassion for the fallen jivas of Kali Yuga, has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna, but he comes like a devotee of Krishna to teach us by his example how to perform Bhagavad Bhakti. Bhagavad Bhakti, full surrender at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna, is the only auspicious path for the jiva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Jiva Swarup Hoy Krishna Nityadas, that the intrinsic constitutional position of every living being is to be the servant of Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As long as we are thinking, I am this body, I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya, as long as we are thinking like this, we are bewildered as to our real necessity of life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach this basic truth, which we all need to understand. But he taught us in the manner of a primary school teacher. Just like in the primary school, the teacher will write on the blackboard, 1 + 1 = 2. And to make it clear to the children, they may bring one apple and then another apple and say 1 + 1 and put them together equals 2. So it may appear to the children that the teacher himself is just on that level of knowledge, that the teacher is also just only understanding this. But actually the teacher is teaching us in this very easy way, as if he is one of us, just to help us. Krishna personally comes and says, surrender to me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes as a devotee of Krishna and says, surrender to Krishna. But the purpose is the same. Actually, the idea of surrender is, even for people in Kali Yuga, they find the idea very difficult. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very easy and joyful process of understanding Krishna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly quoted from Brihannaradiya Purana, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasjeva, Nasjeva, Nasjeva Gatir Anyata. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not a theoretical teacher. He practically taught by personally chanting the holy names of Krishna. There, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed there is no pre-qualification required for chanting Hare Krishna. You don't have to be a great jnani. You don't have to even be a pious person. Because by chanting Hare Krishna, you will become param punyavan. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, there is no consideration of caste or educational background or any such thing. Indeed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appointed the chief teacher of the holy name, the Namacharya, as Haridas Thakur, who appeared in a Muslim family, just to show that family background or caste, these are no obstacles in the path of Bhagavad Bhakti. So everyone can very easily take to the process of Krishna consciousness as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everyone should do for their own best interest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting the holy names of Krishna and dancing in ecstasy. And he is sometimes misunderstood to be simply a sentimentalist. But actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the deepest philosophy based on all the shastras. And he gave the highest level of love of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are summarized in one verse. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vajesha Taniyastadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Rajavadhu Vargena Ya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Maturidam Tadradaro Nahpara. The first point, he says that Aradhyo Bhagavan. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the object of worship for everyone. Bhagavan should be worshipped. Bhagavan should be the object of our attention. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his name is Chaitanya, so this means consciousness. His name is Krishna Chaitanya or Sri Krishna Chaitanya. This means that our consciousness should be on Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya means our consciousness who is absorbed in thoughts of Radha and Krishna. So material consciousness means to be absorbed in thoughts of home, family, money, position, prestige, sports, fashions, and all the facets of this material world. We all have the tendency to respect and worship others. In the modern age, politicians, film stars, sports stars, and other foolish people are practically worshipped. Now they're going to begin this football World Cup. And the persons who are expert in hitting a ball with their foot, they are practically worshipped by foolish people all over the world. In India, they're more interested in cricket. So someone who is very expert at hitting a ball with a piece of wood is practically worshipped. This is foolishness or mass insanity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught the basic point, which we should all understand, that Bhagavan is to be worshipped. And who is that Bhagavan? Another symptom of Kali Yuga is that there are so many false Bhagavans. In India, at any given time, there are several hundred false Bhagavans. some are more famous Bhagavans than others. All the time there are new ones coming up. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does not teach us to worship all these imitation Bhagavans. These so-called Bhagavans, they are like the firefly compared to the sun. At night in the village, especially in the darkness, sometimes you see a firefly. They give a tiny little bit of light. You can't see anything by it. But these imitation Bhagavans, they are like fireflies compared to the light of the brilliant sun, who is Krishna, the actual Bhagavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that Bhagavan, he is Vrajesha Tanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Now this is a very deep teaching, because it seems to be like a contradiction. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna states, Pitaham Asya Jagata, I am the father of the whole universe. Sarvabhuta Bija Prada, I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. So Bhagavan means who is the origin of everyone, who is the father of everyone. So how can Bhagavan be described as the son of Nanda Maharaj? Now this is the crux, or the most important point of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. That certainly according to Tattva Jnana, no one is greater than God. The very meaning of Bhagavan is asamardva. No one is equal to him, no one is greater than him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more than anyone, has taught us to view Bhagavan not simply as great, not simply from tattva vichar, but from rasa vichar. That certainly Bhagavan is the greatest, he is the most powerful. But that understanding of Bhagavan is only a primary understanding. More important is to understand what it means to love Bhagavan. So Bhagavan has no father, he is the father of everyone, but out of love he accepts a father. So generally people are very interested to understand how great is Bhagavan. They worship Lakshmi Narayana, very grand, very opulent, the Lord of everything and everyone. But Krishna is that same Narayana, but he's running in the fields of Vrindavan as a young, like a young cowherd boy, Gopala, without even wearing any shoes. So Narayana we respect, but from a distance. But if one is actually developed in pure love of Bhagavan, then he can play in the fields with Krishna. Where? Tadhama Vrindavanam. Krishna's dham, his principal abode, is Vrindavan. Ramya kachit upasana vrajavadhu vargena kalpita. And the best means of worshipping Krishna is that of the gopis of Vrindavan. Topics of Krishna and the gopis are generally misunderstood. But if we understand, or if we can accept that Krishna is purely transcendental, there is no mundane desire in him. And the gopis, they are also fully transcendental. There is no mundane lust in them. So the exchange of love between Krishna and the gopis is completely pure. It is the highest level of bhakti. It is the highest level of spiritual attainment. These topics are all to be understood through Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promoted Srimad Bhagavatam as the topmost Vedic evidence. Because in other parts of the Vedas, there are recommendations for performing punya karma or developing jnana, Nirvedanu Sandhan. But Srimad Bhagavatam is Vedyam Vastavam Atravastu. It is the actual essence of the teachings of the Vedas. And in Srimad Bhagavatam is taught only pure love of Krishna. That knowledge or the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is prema pumarto maha, that pure, unadulterated love for Krishna is the actual necessity for every single person. Now, not everyone can understand this. Many people read Bhagavad Gita, that knowledge or the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is prema pumarto maha, that pure, unadulterated love for Krishna is the actual necessity for every single person. Now, not everyone can understand this. Many people read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, but they do not understand what is the actual message of pure bhakti. The message of pure bhakti is there throughout the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. For instance, in Bhagavad Gita, there are so many shlokas of pure bhakti. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru mame vaishasi satyante pratijane priyosime. Krishna says, ananyas chintayanto mam yejanav pariyupasate tesham nityabhi yuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives the same message. Sarvavedetihasanam saram saram udaharitam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the extracted essence of all the Vedic literature. But just like in milk, the saram is ghee, but not everyone knows how to extract the ghee. Just by looking at milk, you cannot even understand that there is such a product as ghee within it. So one has to know what is the actual essence and how to extract it and how to use it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that the essence of all Vedic knowledge, the param dharma, is to love Krishna in the mood of the Vrajavasis, especially that of the gopis. Many people say, well, I know God, I know about Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that we should always search for Krishna. We should never think, I have found Krishna. Just like if someone has something very precious and they lose it, they become very anxious. Where is that? I must find it. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught viraha bhav, or the feeling that I want to attain Krishna, a very strong feeling, I must attain Krishna. If we think, yes, I know Krishna, I already know everything about Krishna, there is a complacency. Oh yes, I know about Krishna, that's all right. But one who is thirsty, oh Krishna, how can I get Krishna? His feeling for Krishna is much stronger. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the very simple process of bhakti by chanting the holy names of Krishna. But not only is the process simple, but it is sublime. It is simple, it may be taken to even by persons with no previous qualification. But by following the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can come to the highest level of God realization. That process is now popular all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sabhatra prachahaibe moranam. And now we factually see that many people from all over the world are taking to Krishna consciousness. There are so many young men here, brahmacharis from different countries, who have come here as missionaries. It is very paradoxical or strange that persons from the Western countries are coming to India and teaching people about the message of Bhagavad Gita. Whereas actually Indians, they should go to the West and teach the people there about Bhagavad Gita. But unfortunately we find that even among so many Hindus, garv se kaho hum Hindu hai, they say that in Tamil. It's a VHP slogan. Say with pride, I am a Hindu. But most Hindus, they don't even know one verse of Bhagavad Gita, and if they know one, they're proud of it. Of course, our aim and object is not to teach Hinduism per se, but to teach that dharma that transcends all man-made concepts of religion. That param dharma that is based on the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are very much needed in the world today. In the modern world, we have more technology than at any previous time. But at the same time, people are confused and in more anxiety than ever before. This anxiety is, the root cause of this anxiety and confusion is lack of knowledge of our actual duty. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught very simply what is our actual duty. Our actual duty is to love Krishna. It's not actually a duty, that is our natural function. But it is our duty, having attained this rare human form of life, to act in such a way that we can develop our love for Krishna. So obviously these topics are far greater than can be covered in one evening session. So therefore the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, under the guidance of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and in pursuance of the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is setting up centers all over the world where people can come and regularly hear topics of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. We're also producing and distributing so many books. Nowadays we see the school children, they carry so many books. Even small children, they go to school with a big pile of books like this. They're learning so many things. But the most important thing, who are we? Who is Bhagawan? What is the purpose of life? There is no clear instruction in this topic. So to give this knowledge, this essential knowledge, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is publishing books and teaching according to the knowledge in those books. So now you all have this Chinna Pustakam about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So please read that and take up the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in your life. You're all pious people. You have all come here with the hope of understanding some spiritual knowledge that can improve your life. So why not take to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process? To enter this life of bhakti is very easy, simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Due to the conditions of Kali Yuga, no one can perform puja or yajna in the way that it was done previously. To perform puja or yajna properly, one requires pure conditions, pure ingredients, a pure place, and a pure mind. But it's practically impossible to get any of these factors in the modern age. But a special advantage of chanting the holy name of Krishna is that it doesn't depend on all these different prerequisites. Kayate shuite jata tata namaloi desha kala niyam nahi sarva siddhi hoy. One can chant the holy names of Krishna even while eating, even while lying down to go to sleep. This is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no consideration of time, place or circumstance. In every condition, one can and should chant the holy names of Krishna. Even while eating, we can chant Hare Krishna. Now, you can't do puja and eat at the same time. If someone is performing a yajna and in the middle they say, give me some biscuits. No, you can't do that. That will be... But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are Kirtaniya Sadhari. The name of Hari should be chanted always. So puja, you can only do at a certain time under certain conditions. But Jiva Surup Hoy Krishna Nityadas. The constitutional position of the Jiva is the eternal servant of Krishna. So one service we can perform to Krishna always. There's no on time or off time. One service we can perform always is chanting the holy names of Krishna. So please chant the Hare Krishna mantra and study these books which give clear knowledge of factual spiritual life. No cheating, no hocus pocus, just straightforward knowledge coming from Guru Parampara of how, according to the genuine system given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can take up the process of Krishna consciousness and attain the highest spiritual ecstasy. Everything is based on chanting the holy names of Krishna. So we request you all now to, just after me, to repeat the words of the Maha Mantra. Please say Sulanga, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare.
Now you have to say it with some more feeling, because bhakti is not a formal process, it is an ecstatic process. So please say with lots of enthusiasm, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare.
Ramanandri, thank you very much. So our devotees will now chant kirtan with lots of enthusiasm. But in the meantime, just before that, if anyone has any questions, we have this cordless mic. Hare Krishna.
But you said,
dharma
is the
problem,
that's the way of getting
Krishna
into our world.
What's he saying, Prime Minister?
Sarva-dharmān
gītā. Yes.
He said that sarva-dharmān paritajya, you are abandoning dharma, you are saying Krishna means, what is it, dharma which has been? Dharma is the sacred thing. How can you abandon it? That's what
I mean.
Are you able to understand?
Yeah, okay.
Our enemy came to Arjuna. Krishna Gita is a lot. Ella Vyaman, Dharma Kai, Kodandri, Nikita Sarnade, other Kurama and Adela Vigra. Upon Krishna, yesterday Dharma Kara Tavaka Chodi Chodra.
Yes, Dharma is sacred, so why does Krishna say to give it up?
Dharma Manu Pudina Manu, upon Yendu Mode, other Kaira Suli, Krishna Sarnade.
Krishna says, sarva dhaman parityajya, having given up, and then there's another line after that.
Krishna, sarva dharma parityajya solra, inda dharma kal ellathi kaiyittu, avadi solta adu innoru line solra, innoru vadi solra.
Mam ekam sharanam raja, take full shelter in me.
Mam ekam sharanam raja, mulumayaga ennitta saranadai.
So this taking full shelter of Krishna is actual dharma, is param dharma, is atma dharma.
Krishna re ivar mulumaya saranade endru adigiradha param dharma idu da unmayana dharma idu da unnada dharma.
In this world there are various lesser dharmas or misunderstandings of what is dharma.
Unmayana dharma enna adigiradha thavara purindhu kollirukka koodiya nilaiyum.
So Krishna is asking us to give up our misunderstanding of dharma or the lesser level of dharma and come to the param dharma, which is to take full shelter of Krishna. Dharma, there are basically two levels.
இரண்டு நிலைகளில் இருந்து
சாதாரண தர்ம ஆர் கன்வென்ஷனல் தர்ம,
சாதாரண தர்மம் ஒன்று இருக்கு,
and atma dharma or fully spiritual dharma.
Atma dharma அதாவது உண்மையாக ஆன்மீகமயமான தர்மம்.
So sadharan dharma means to act as a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, to perform one's duty within this world.
சாதாரண தர்மம் அப்படினா அது இந்த உலகத்துல இருக்க நம்மளுடைய கடமைகளை செய்யறதுக்காக நம்ம ஒரு பிராமணனாக, சத்திரியராக, வைஷ்யராக, சூத்திரராக செயல்படுறதாகும்.
So this is required to bring one to civilized religious life and introduce us to a higher level of consciousness.
இது மிகவும் அவசியமாகும். எதுக்காக அப்படின்னா ஒருத்தரை நாகரிகமான ஒரு நிலைக்கு கொண்டு வர்றதுக்காகவும், அதன் மூலமா இந்த ஆன்மீகத்தினுடைய உயர்ந்த நிலைக்கு ஒருத்தரை கூட்டிட்டு வர்றதுக்காகவும்.
But following Brahma dharma or kshatriya dharma or stri dharma, this is only a stepping stone. It is not the atma dharma, it is not the dharma of the soul.
நம்ம ஒரு பிராமணனுடைய தர்மத்தையோ இல்ல ஒரு பெண்களுடைய தர்மத்தையோ கடைபிடிக்கிறது அப்படிங்கிறது ஒரு படிக்கல் மாதிரிதான். இதுவே நம்மளுடைய இறுதி இலக்கு அப்படிங்கிறது கிடையாது. இது நம்ம கடந்து செல்ல வேண்டிய ஒரு நிலை.
So it is this intermediate stage that Krishna is asking us to give up so that we can come to the highest stage or the actual dharma of surrendering to Krishna.
இந்த நடுநிலையில இருக்கக்கூடிய ஒரு நிலையை கிருஷ்ணர் கைவிட சொல்றார். அதன் மூலமா நம்ம கிருஷ்ணர் கிட்ட சரணடைறது அப்படிங்கிற உயர்ந்த நிலைக்கு வர முடியும்.
Yeah. Are there any other questions?
வேற ஏதாவது கேள்வி இருக்கா?
ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண
கிருஷ்ணன். First question is, there are four Vedas, Rikya, Yajur, Sama, Karuna. Krishna in Gita, he says, I am Sama, known to Vedas, so why is he been saying that as to Rikya?
Yes, Lord Krishna says, Vedanam Sama Vedosmi. This is in the Vibhuti Yoga section of the Gita.
Krishna, in the Vishayaka Sura, Vedakala Nam Sama Vedama Rikya, Ida,
So in this section, Krishna, he's giving different examples. Whatever is beautiful, great, powerful, attractive in this world is a representation of Krishna.
Krishna, in the பகுதியில இந்த உலகத்துல எதெல்லாம் அழகானதாகவும், எதெல்லாம் சக்தி வாய்ந்ததாகவும், எதெல்லாம் கவர்ச்சிகரமானதாகவும் இருக்கோ அது எல்லாமே என்னை பிரதிநிதிக்குதுன்னு சொல்லி சொல்றாரு.
So among the four Vedas, the Sama Veda is considered the most beautiful. It is sung and it sounds very sweet. Therefore, Krishna cites the Sama Veda as a representative of him.
நான்கு வேதங்களை பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா சாம வேதமானது பாடப்படக்கூடியதாகும், இது ரொம்ப இனிமையானதாகும். அதனால கிருஷ்ணர் நான் சாம வேதமாக இருக்கிறேன் சொல்றார். The second question is, when Krishna was teaching Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, what other people were doing?
Wait a minute, please sir, you're out of tune now.
I'll go to check.
The other people were watching and waiting.
மற்ற மக்கள் எல்லாரும் கவனிச்சிட்டு காத்துட்டாங்க.
They were wondering what's going on.
அவங்க எல்லாரும் ஆச்சரியப்பட்டிருந்தாங்க, என்ன பண்ணிட்டீங்க?
It was a tense moment.
இது ரொம்ப தீவிரமான சூழ்நிலையா இருந்துச்சு.
Is Arjuna going to leave the battle, which would be Dhritarashtra would be very happy if that would have happened.
Arjuna porkalathirukku poga varana eppadi nadandhadu appadina Dhritarashtra romba magichilavare.
So they were watching and waiting. The battle would not actually begin until there was exchange of arrows. Then the third question. The thing is that there could be millions of technical questions. But apart from asking about so many different details, the most important thing we have to understand, what am I doing? You can ask millions of questions about details. What breed of cows does Krishna have? What is the average fat content of the milk that in Krishna's cows? So there are millions of questions that you can ask which are kind of connected to Krishna consciousness. But the really important thing we have to understand is that what is my relationship to Krishna and how can I develop that? Krishna is not like some kind of subject that you study in the school or the university. Beijing is the capital of China. New Delhi is the capital of India. Water is composed of hydrogen and oxygen. So Krishna is not to be, knowledge of Krishna is not to be cultivated in this way. Knowledge of Krishna can be cultivated by sincere desire to know Krishna and love Krishna and surrender to Him. Otherwise there are millions of questions. What kind of metal was the different weapons of Arjuna made out of? So asking questions, we should ask relevant questions. Such questions are not bad, but they should come after we have asked all the most important questions. Yeah. Give the mic.
One should have some explanation on Papa and Priya.
Yes. Papa means to act. Sorry?
He has not yet asked the question. He said it's about Papa.
Yeah, alright.
He is saying how to understand Papa and Punya. He is giving one example. Like if one one insect is caught by his own spider. So if we remove that insect out of the area, then whether it will be papa or punya, because we are restricting one's food and at the same time we are saving one's life. So whether it will be called as papa or punya.
Yeah, these are complex questions. Generally, we don't go around trying to find insects which are being caught by spiders. You could spend your whole life doing that. You wake up early in the morning and search out insects being caught by spiders. Jivo jivasya jivanam. But the way this material world is set up is that one living being eats another. So you don't really help the insect by saving it from being eaten by a spider. You don't really help yourself or anyone by doing anything except cultivating Krishna consciousness. So if you see a fly being caught by a spider, chant Hare Krishna, the spider will be benefited and the insect will be benefited. Then there's another question. Could you speak? Please speak into the microphone.
The chanting is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Why should it be extended to Hare Rama?
Why should what?
Why should it be extended to Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare? Can you not say Hare Krishna, Krishna again?
Why we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama?
Why not just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna over and over? Well, that's an esoteric understanding of this. Esoteric means subtle, you can say subtle. That Krishna and Rama are both names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rama is actually a name for Krishna also. Apart from designating Dasharat Sutta, Ramachandra Bhagavan, it also designates he who is Ramana or the Supreme Enjoyer. So, addressing Krishna means the all-attractive Supreme Person. And Rama means he who is the supreme enjoyer and the supreme giver of pleasure. So these are the two principal features of Bhagavan on the path of love. So by invoking Krishna by these names, then this is conducive for developing love of Krishna. Anyway, even without understanding all these things, if we chant, we should pray to Krishna, Krishna, please engage me in your service. So any other question?
வேற ஏதாவது கேட்கிறீங்களா?
Accurate again means it, that there's no ordnance survey. But descriptions are given in Shastra. Chintamani Prakara Satmasu Kalpa Vriksha Lakshavriti Shusuravira Bipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasrashata Sambrama Sevyamana Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhujana. You want to give the translation? That's hinted at in Bhagavad Gita. Tadhama, the word is used. Tadhama paramam mama. So an elaborate description is given in the third skanda of Srimad Bhagavatam. So you please read that. By reading about it, you will develop the desire to go there. So many people are eager to go to America because they've heard that it's better than India. Whether it is or not is another question, but they've heard like that and therefore they're eager to go. So let us hear Vaikuntha Katha, let us hear topics of the spiritual world. And then we shall develop the desire to go there.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Whether one man is engaged in pious activity or sinful activity or engaged in spiritual activity, is it depends on his own brain or is it coming from the based on soul?
There are various factors. Generally, someone will take up Bhagavad Bhakti due to having the desire to do so, which is nourished by good association. Association is a very important factor. If we get sat sangha, then we have the tendency to do sadacha. And if we have asat sangha, then we generally develop the tendency for asadacha or papacha.
நம்ம சத்சங்கத்தில் ஈடுபட்டோம் அப்படின்னா உண்மையான காரியங்களை செய்யறதுக்கு நல்ல காரியங்களை செய்யறதுக்கான எண்ணங்கள் நமக்காக வரும். ஆனா அசத் சங்கத்தில் அதாவது மோசமானவர்களுடைய தொடர்பில் நம்ம ஈடுபட்டோம் அப்படின்னா அப்ப மோசமான செயல்கள் செய்யறதுக்கான எண்ணம் நமக்காக வரும்.
That depends on intelligence also.
அதே சமயத்தில் இது நம்மளுடைய புத்தியையும் அடிப்படையாக கொண்டது.
Just like you have all come here this evening for satsanga, we are speaking satkata. Those who are more intelligent will take advantage of it and take up Krishna consciousness in their lives. Those who are less intelligent will not take it very seriously. But this intelligence, this is not material intelligence. It is not the kind of intelligence by which you can get MSc, PhD, Nobel Prize, all this kind of thing. We find many people who are academically very qualified, who in spiritual matters are extremely foolish. And we find some people who they can't even write, they have to put their thumbprint, but they are spiritually very intelligent. Spiritual intelligence begins with the ability to discriminate spirit from matter. That is the first teaching of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. By the way, I have got this greeting for the first time from Lord Krishna.
That is due to misuse of the tiny independence given to us by Bhagavan. Bhakti means love. Krishna wants our love. But love means voluntarily giving ourselves to Krishna. So that means we have the choice to choose to do so or not do so. So we have the opportunity either to surrender to Krishna or not to. If we misuse that choice, then we come to this material world. But we can rectify that bad choice by taking up the path of Bhagavad Bhakti. All right, let's have some practical demonstration. By chanting the holy names of Krishna. Then afterwards, if any of you want to individually ask any questions, or if you'd like to have some smaller satsang in your home, or you'd like to visit us, or like to learn more about this, you please contact our devotees. Please take to this path of Krishna consciousness given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can completely guarantee that this will be the very best thing you ever did in this life and in millions and crores of lifetimes.
லட்சக்கணக்கான கோடிக்கணக்கான வாழ்க்கையும் சரி, நீங்க பண்ணினதே மிகச்சிறந்த செயல் இதுதான் அப்படிங்கறத நம்ம உறுதியா சொல்ல முடியும்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.